views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following presentation is brought to you by Park Lane
Media Group. Capturing the moments that make life great.
Let's go, girls.
It's about growing personally and professionally.
What's the one thing that really drives you, that really drives your passion?
It's about climbing the ladder or opening a new door.
Too many people give up too early on that dream.
It's about enjoying your professional journey.
I enjoy what I do.
It's about keeping things real.
So the interview is an interview in the interview. I like this.
It's all about you.
But I knew that there was something else I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to help people.
This is Up or Out with Connie Fife.
You love your voice. You need to be on radio.
And now, your host, Connie Fife.
Welcome to Up or Out with Connie. This is your business radio with an edge, and I am really excited about today's guest. And we've been chatting offline, and it seems like we're just two old friends just trying to catch up with each other. It's really fantastic. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her in a minute. But what we are going to be talking about is why success does not bring happiness. Why success does not bring happiness? Think about that for a minute. Today's quote, a little bit on the political side from Groucho Marx, which is politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it everywhere, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedies. I just thought that was so, so perfect for the conversation that we're going to be having today. So it is time to turn up the volume because you are listening to Up or Out with Connie. And of course, as always, stay tuned to the end of the show because you don't want to miss any of the exciting giveaways that we have for you today. So here is today's challenge question. Is the current political tune affecting your spirit? Now, I know that it's affected my spirit, and I see some, a lot of folks out there on Facebook, a lot of stories of people who are upset because things aren't going the way, but it's really more than things going your way. But how is it really affecting your spirit, and how is it going to affect us as a country going forward? And today's guest is going to be sharing more about that and helping us understand that realm of how politics does affect our spirit and how we live every day. So we're going to come right back. We got a really quick sponsor break right here. So stay tuned. Don't go away because we have a lot more to come.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, I should be doing that, but I don't know how, I don't know where to start? Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Park Lane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
And we're back and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. So the moment you've been waiting for, who is our guest for today? Well, it is now my pleasure to introduce a true entrepreneur. She grew up working in her father's drugstore. I love that because I remember those days of going to the corner drugstore and everybody knew who you were, and you'd walk in no matter what age you were and say, hey, here's a prescription for your mom or dad or, you know, whoever else in the family that sent you there. It was just so cool. It had that corner store feel. But today she's creating 6 and 7 figure businesses doing what she loves. She's teaching meditation to others, and she has a program that's going to help you create a life of inner and outer success through her main program. I know she's working on a new piece of that for 2017, which is called Your Year of Miracles. She is a true American success story, and she is here with us, Deborah Pohman. Hey, how are you?
I am so great. I'm so happy to be with you. Like you said, old friends. I think we've known each other forever.
I know. We're like, you know this one. You know, oh yeah, I know Peggy. Oh yeah, I know her. And it's like we have the same circle of folks that we know but never actually met in person. It is so cool. I love when I have guests like this and we could just sit back, put our feet up, drink our tea or coffee. And as Deb is doing right now, her green stuff. And we
back, relax, and busted.
There you go. Just have a conversation. It's just so cool. And I love doing what I'm doing, Deb, because I get to meet wonderful people just like you.
Yes. And being in the National Speakers Association, I know that you aren't you a president of a chapter or an area?
I am happy to say I am the immediate past president of the Greater Los Angeles chapter. Yes. And it was exciting being the president. I mean, it really is. And you get to meet so many wonderful people. You get to travel around the country and you get to go to the national programs. I mean, I really enjoyed my time there. But like I said, I'm really happy to say I am the immediate past president now.
No, I don't. I think I told you this, but I joined the National Speakers Association in the early 80s when Nito Cobain was the president and Patricia Fripp was just start. And all of the people who have got Brian Tracy, Og Mandino. Yes. I used to sit at a table next to Og Mandino. Mm. And as you might or might not know from my story, I did build these, I built an international presence speaking and with my seminar company. And the part that you might not know is I gave it all up for 21 years to be a mom at home. How's that for a surprise?
I so love that you share that because I mean, I was there too, got married, left my job. Raised my children. For me, I got divorced and then I went back to work sooner than I really wanted to. But everybody would always say, well, what did you do for those 10 years? I was a mom. I was a mom. So I'm glad that was the reason that you left because a lot of our listeners struggle with that. The bulk of our listeners are women, Gen X women, mostly in the executive in the C-suite. And their struggle is they're trying to balance being a mom, being a wife, being a daughter, and also being working, being in the C-suite and being a leader. And there's a lot of struggle around that. I mean, what would you have to offer these women that are trying to balance?
What I would say is I did leave my career really at the height. I was about to have my own daytime TV talk show with a major producer in LA. My book was in the hands of a New York publisher. And when my daughter was born, I took one look at her and I thought, well, I teach people to follow their hearts. I teach people to be true to their selves. And if I am out taping a TV show at 5 a.m. when my heart is at home with my baby girl,
right.
How I'd be totally out of alignment, I'd be out of integrity. So how could I teach that? However, I did stay home for 21 years because I had another child after that. But I don't say to people, oh, you should be a mom at home. What I do say is live your truth because the kids will notice if you're not living your truth. The kids will notice. I thought I turned that off. I am so sorry. I am very... I am very, what do you call it, technologically challenged. I turned up everything. What do I know? Anyway, so what I was saying is that I don't tell people that they should stay home only if that's what speaks to your heart. Because I'll tell you one thing that these young girls need now.
Right.
They need moms who are role models.
Yes.
They need moms who are living their truth. They don't need moms who are staying home when they want to be in the C-suite. And they don't want moms in the C-suite who want to be home. the most important thing is to model truth. And that's what we want to pass on to our daughters and to our sons.
I remember when I was at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and I was struggling with that. And I was a single mom. And I mean, there was really no question that I had to get up every morning, get them off to daycare, and get myself to work. And I did. I had a fabulous job. And again, I was working in the C-suite. And I remember a conversation I had was with Mary Bono, Sonny Bono's wife. Yeah. It was right when she took over his seat in Congress after he had died. And we were sitting in the room together. And what inspired me was that she had the same guilt. She had the same guilt. And not only did she have the guilt because her two young children were at home and she was now a congresswoman, but she was also getting it from her mother-in-law.
Of course.
So how could you? You have young children. And she, after we joked saying, well, we don't think Cher got that same type of conversation with her mother-in-law. But what we did say was that, you know, we both said, you know, we're going to go home and talk to our children and say, if you want that toy, if you want to go to dance, if you want to go on the next ski trip or bowling trip or piano lessons, mom has to work. I am here for you, but you have to understand this has to happen in us to get what we want in life.
You know, I think that it's not really the kids who are longing to have us home.
You're absolutely right.
Because I'll tell you, I stayed home for 21 years, and it wasn't that I churned my own butter, you know, and so do you. Believe me, I can't even go on a button. And people are like, oh, you sacrificed? No, I had a blast, you know, putting on Barbie birthday parties. Sorry, it's politically incorrect, but, you know, and going to all the games and driving all the kids in the room.
Right.
I was like, I got to prolong my childhood for another 20 years.
You got to do that.
Right.
Right.
However, what I would say is that there are so many kids who turned out fabulous, raised by their grandmothers, raised by nannies, and there are a lot of kids that didn't turn out so great with their moms covering.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one other thing. The only reason I finally let go is because my two friends, Marcy Shymoff, who is, you know, the best-selling author of Happy for No Reason, All the Chicken Soup, who used to be my secretary, by the way, and Janet Atwood, who wrote The Passion Test, who used to also be one of my employees before I quit for 20 years.
That's funny. One of my clients is an excellent, my project manager. I never want to lose him. Same thing. So I totally understand.
Well, these two ladies who have now become, you know,
fabulous in themselves.
Fabulously successful.
Yes.
Right? They came and did an intervention. They said, Deb, it's really time to stop pretending that your kids still need you.
Yes.
And I said, you know, well, they're 18 and 21 and I still like to read them Harry Potter to put them to sleep. No.
So mine are 30 and 33 and I still want to do that. And they're like,
exactly.
We got this, mom. We got this. Because even when I moved to LA from the East Coast, I still have the mom guilt. You know, I'm still a mama bear. And my daughter, they're doing something else for this holidays. It's a different year for us because my mom passed away. So everyone is spreading and doing their thing for the holidays. And it's really pulling at my heart. And I spoke with my son about it the other day, and he's a marathon runner. And he's like, Mom, he goes, you could come back. He said, but I'm really sorry. He said, Caitlin and I are out the very next day because we're going to a marathon. And I'm like, oh. And he's like, Mom, we got this. We're okay. You know, because I just feel like I have to be there.
Right. Well, and that's what I was saying when Marcy and Janet did this intervention. They said, you got to get back on the speaking circuit. You got to start teaching your seminars again. You have to stop pretending your kids still need you. And when I thought about it, I thought, who knows if they ever needed me? But what I did know is I needed them.
Right.
And it's really easy to get instant gratification because you do a speech. You don't know if people are going to give you a standing ovation, but you know that
you give it to your kids. They give you a standing ovation every time.
Every time, right? every time.
Well, I bring my daughter up. My daughter actually wants to join my business. So she's 33 now. She is married, no children, and she wants to build a career like her mom. And, you know, and even my son, he's like, well, I goes, well, I want to join the business too. So my husband said, well, none of them are in jail. None of them are on drugs. They want to work with us. We did a good job.
Yes, really. Congrats.
Right? All right. Thank you. Well, let's take another really quick commercial break. We have to let our sponsors in and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, I should be doing that, but I don't know how. I don't know where to start. Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Park Lane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
And we're back and you're listening to Connie and Upper Out, or Upper Out with Connie. I'm so excited because we have a fabulous guest today. Deb, is it Poneman or Poneman? Let me make sure I'm saying that correctly.
It's actually pronounced Poneman.
Poneman.
Isn't that crazy?
I was saying.
It doesn't look like that.
Okay. So Deb Poneman. So Deb, let's talk more about business. I know we were talking, and some of what I was looking over on your information is, how is this crazy world of politics affecting our spirit?
Well, I love that question, because you know that what I've done is I've taken the spiritual world. I was a meditation teacher full-time
right.
for many years, and a TM teacher in the early 70s. But I took that basis of spirituality and brought it into the corporate world. I teach principles of creating success. But there's always been this feeling that if you do your spiritual work, mm-hmm. that each of us, our light, our vibration is going to create a world. That's what Maharishi Mahesh Yogi used to teach us.
Okay.
If we meditate for long periods of time, our light will become brighter and brighter and will affect the whole world. And then there'll be a critical point where the world's just going to be really groovy. Mm-hmm. We thought this was the critical point. Michelle was going to become president. It was our spiritual work.
Right.
And a lot of my friends are experiencing this huge crisis now, because it seems like on so many levels, what we believed did not turn out to be truth.
Yeah.
The hard part is to not give up. The hard part is still do our spiritual work and believe that good and truth and light will eventually win out at the end. But right now, it's difficult. People are having
I've been surprised some of the, you know, the feedback and different stories that I've heard. The one woman, it really touched me, because I had a similar situation when I was younger. She was sexually abused. And I mean, it brought back to me a lot of those emotions that I tried to bury of things that happened. And with this woman, she said it was just so strong for her, and it brought back all of these feelings that it was actually affecting her relationship with her spouse. And that's really hard to hear. And I mean, without really going into the politics and everything that's going on and how they're setting it up for the new year, it's scary. It's really scary.
It is. And one of the things that I teach is that we can't hang our happiness on something outside of ourselves. I am happy because my daughter's getting married.
I am
happy because I just got the raise. I am happy because my stock portfolio increased, because it's always going to change. And I think it's more than ever, we have to have the happiness from the inside out.
Yes.
And you know, there have been so many books written. There's Dan Gilbert, Stumbling Upon Happiness.
Oh, yeah.
He did research that he found that if you get what you want, and if you don't get what you want,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't make any difference in your happiness level. Within a few weeks, you're back to your happiness
right
set point.
Right.
So what I'm actually hoping I'm going to get back to my happiness set point, because I've been really affected, you know, since November. Mm-hmm. And but again, it's doing the inner work, finding the inner yes. peace. And that's, I think, our challenge right now, is that we can't give up and just surrender to what we feel might not be the greatest situation for our country. We have to go back to being a light ourselves, to spreading goodness, to spreading kindness.
Well, my fear, I mean, I agree totally with everything that you're saying, and that we could only control ourselves. We can't control, you know, what's happening around us. And, you know, our happiness comes from within ourselves. And my fear is that I see a lot of people falling into, okay, I do have to control everything from the outside.
Yeah. And you can't.
Yes. And it's everything around me that's affecting me. And we can't do that. We have to truly believe that we control who we are in our own destiny.
Yes. And also, a lot of spiritual people get it mixed up that we're not supposed to also be active.
Yes.
And, you know, just om, and that the world's going to be okay. No, it ain't going to work that way. But what we can do is not, you know, a lot of us are like, oh, you know, he's such a hater and I hate him for being a hater. Well, hello.
Yes. Right? Are you doing the same thing?
We're doing the same thing. And I think that that's another thing that this has actually brought that mirror. Like, if we're hating the haters, how right. much better are we than they? And and what we have to do is give love, not only give love and comfort to people who are afraid, like our Muslim friends or our gay friends.
Right.
We also have to send some love to those people that we disagree with. And even though I know this sounds very ooga booga, I think that maybe the only tool right we have right now.
But I think it is
a good
yes.
those people who we can't seem to find good.
That's right. That's right. So tell me more about your program, your year of miracles. Share more about that.
Yeah, well, I mentioned that Marcy Shymoff, who is now the number one best-selling nonfiction author of all time, so million chicken soup books. She used to be my secretary. And we always said that one day we'd do a program together. Mm. And she woke up one morning. This is exactly how it happened. And she realized that she had created a miraculous life for herself. And she realized that she did it largely using the tools that she had learned in my Yes to Success program in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Right? And she had the idea that she wanted to teach other people how to create not just a good life, not just a happy life, not just a yes. successful life, but a miraculous life. And she thought, who do I want to do this with? And she called me up, and I had just started extracting myself from my children.
Okay. And
she said, let's rock this thing. And we started to teach a one-year mentoring program, mostly for women and a few mm-hmm. brave men.
Okay.
Where we teach people how to take their, up-level their lives. And not only, like I say, create success,
right.
but actually create a way that your life could become miraculous. Mm. That you could wake up in the morning
yes.
loving your life. That you could go through your life where you can create those amazing synchronicities that make yeah. you feel like, how did that happen? Every day. So we've been doing it for our fourth year.
And we've had
over 4,000 people from in their last
How do you do your programs? Do you do a conference? Do you have
online?
Okay, so it's all online. So how do you market to these ladies?
Well, how we market to them is, and here's another thing that I teach. You have to make sure that you build relationship capital.
Yes.
You do that.
Excellent.
You reach out to people. You do favors for people. You connect people. You got to meet my friend. Do what you can.
Yes.
To other people. So here I come out from being a mom at home.
Right.
I've built so much relationship capital because many now very well-known transformational leaders are my students, people in The Secret. They were my students back then.
Okay.
And I always say, and you know this, who's the most important person in the world? The person standing in front of you.
That's
at any
right.
moment, right?
That's right.
So because I lived that when I came out the other end, people wanted to help support me to get back into the game.
Wow.
And
excellent.
Marcy also had built tons of relationship capital. How we managed to get thousands of people in our program
right.
is because we have partners who mail to their mailing list for us and say, these yes. women are fantastic. There is nobody who knows how to create a miraculous life better than Marcy and Deborah.
That's right.
We have them send out to millions of people.
Wow.
And it's because we built relationships.
Because you built those relationships.
I mean, my kid's babysitter now owns one of the, you probably even know them, Viva Creative. It's one of the top event planning companies
yes.
in the world. The woman who owns that was my babysitter. Did I treat
oh,
her?
Oh, cool.
Right. Yeah, like the most important person in the world.
That's right.
Who do you think gets me speaking gigs now? You know, her clients are Mary Kay and Geico.
And they have to hire her.
Right? Huh? And I'll introduce you to her.
They have to hire her. Oh, this is fabulous. Our time is, well, way past done. But this has been a fabulous, fabulous conversation. So how can people find out more about you? Where should they go?
They can go to my website, yes2success.com.
That's easy enough. Yes2success.com to find out more information on how you can have your year of miracles. And you can learn more there from Deb Poneman. Make sure I say that right. Deb Poneman. Well, Deb, thank you for being here with us today. This has been fabulous. I love it.
Thank you. And thank you for everything you do. I just love you, and I just met you for the first time this morning, and we've got to get together in real person.
In real time, absolutely. We'll have you for sure live in the studio next time. We'll definitely want to have you back. Well, to everyone out there listening, I've been telling you some really exciting news is coming. Well, here it is. So in addition to headlining on Conscious Business Radio, who's been wonderful to me, fabulous people to work with, I'm also going to be headlining on the C-Suite Radio starting in February of 2017. So we're planning something really big. So I want you to stay tuned because you don't want to miss any of this really good stuff. And this week I am giving away everything I have on my shelf. My outline for creating a successful webinar, the Freedom Action Plan, and tools to developing your list, connections to my list. All you need to do is send me your success stories and tell me what you want to receive from what I just shared with you. I want to give it away because I want you to have your year of success. Just send them to me to askconnie@upperout.com. And again, that's askconnie@upperout.com. Share your success story and you're going to get, not email, but you're going to get a box full of goodies. We're going to get them out to you real soon. So thanks for being with us today. And again, thanks for Deb Poneman for being here because she is just fabulous. Our time just goes by so quickly each week, but I want to thank you for being part of our community. Keep sending in your success stories and any questions that you may have to askconnie@upperout.com because we want to share your stories and we want to help others become motivated so they can take action. And if you are the leader you are, and if you figured it out, I also want to thank you and ask you to encourage others to do the same for the new year. Thanks for being here and because you can create a meaningful, purposeful, and profitable life because we're heading into the new year and I want you to start and set your year with intention because you can do it. So remember to subscribe to our iTunes page, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And this is Connie, your unstoppable diva, and you're listening to Upper Out with Connie. Until next time, be unstoppable.